Welcome to The Manly Catholic. In this podcast, we will inspire, challenge, and equip all men to become the men they were created to be. Join us as we journey together to become the best versions of ourselves and strive to change our communities one man at a time.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and power. As we heard in our readings today, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and power. In the Greek, that word power is dynamis. Dynamis. It's where we get another word from. Dynamite. Everywhere you hear the word power in Scripture, it's translated really as dynamite. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and dynamite. It's explosive. Blowing apart the tomb in his resurrection, that is power, that is dynamite. That's what we celebrate here today. We don't celebrate an ideology. We don't celebrate something that human beings just concocted and come up with. We celebrate a reality that has changed everything. Without the resurrection, where would we be as Christians? And the whole entire world today is celebrating that dynamite, that power, the resurrection. It changes everything. Everything. So with great joy, we enter into this dynamite, the power of the resurrection. How has it affected your life? How does it continue to change your life? It's not a one and done thing. The dynamite of the resurrection is always working on us. Oh, won't you let him blow you up? I sound a little corny, but you get my point. So happy Easter, everyone. What a glorious day. He is truly risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. There's so much that can be said today. But everything begins to be packed, unpacked in what we enter into today. The holy sacrifice of the Mass. We call that liturgy. Liturgy. So many things are happening today. Everything from the procession to the altar till now to the end of Mass when we leave. Every word, every gesture, everything you see, everything you smell, the candles, the incense, the alleluias, the chant, the beautiful Latin sequence that we just heard chanted after the second reading, an ancient chant in a sacramental language, the mother tongue of our church, Holy Latin, chanted, preparing us to enter into a very powerful gospel reading about Jesus destroying the tomb, destroying death with dynamite, with power. The liturgy speaks for itself, though it doesn't. All we have to do is just be here, let go, and enter into it. What we celebrate here at this Mass and every Mass, the great liturgy, it's not made by men. It doesn't come from the mind of human beings. Liturgy is a great gift given to us by God. It is a gift. He gives us this gift. Everything we do, as I said, every gesture, every word, every prayer, every rubric, every reading is put together by Holy God, given to His Holy Catholic Church. And we enter into the church, we enter into the liturgy, and we worship the Lord for what He did for us. He died on the cross and defeated death. We can't do that. And so our response is one of entering into the gift God gives us, the liturgy. We come here and we worship God for something that we can never do, defeat death. We worship the Lord in liturgy, and it's for our sanctification as well. As we come before this holy altar, preparing for the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. And then we receive the great Eucharist, the body and the blood and the soul and divinity of the Lord. Without the resurrection, we have none of this. Without the resurrection, we wouldn't be here. We would not be here. Nobody has defeated death except Jesus the Christ. Nobody. Nobody. So what do you do with the power? What do you do with the dynamite of that resurrection? How do you allow that to change your life? How do you allow that to give you courage and strength to go out into the world and to unpack the baptismal promises that you had taken, the confirmation that you had received, the confessions that you go to renew your soul, all the Eucharists that you receive, the vocation that God has called you to? How do you allow the resurrection to work through that grace so that you and the power of the Holy Spirit can change the world? There's so much that can be said today on the resurrection. I encourage you, go through our readings today. Go into a place of silence. Go to our adoration chapel here that's open 24/7. You can encounter the risen Lord and the Holy Blessed Sacrament 24/7 here at OLC. Let these readings pray over you. Focus on the gospel. Put yourself as one of the characters. How does that make you feel? How would you act? What did that scene look like, smell like, feel like? For this is not just some book. It's scripture. It cuts through skin, muscle, bone, flesh, sinew to the soul. Pour over our gospel today when you have time and silence. Let the power, the dynamite of the resurrection change you. As I said, there's so much that can be said in our readings today. Obviously, Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit and power, that word power stuck out to me. But as I go through the gospel today, again, as always, the burial clothes stick out in my mind. For if Jesus' body was stolen, it does not make sense to unwrap the body, fold up the clothes, his burial cloth, and leave. Every word has meaning in our scripture today. But the clothes, the burial cloth. Burial cloth is called the Shroud of Turin. It's in a vault, the basement of the great cathedral of Turin in Italy. It's a fantastic, powerful relic. I encourage you to also dive into that relic. Do research on the Shroud of Turin. It will definitely change you. And I just want to share with you something. We talk about power, but we also talk about light, the great Easter candle, how it's lit. If you were at the Easter vigil last night, everything was dark, but we processed in with the light of Christ that dispels the darkness. Everyone lit their candles, and the Holy Spirit just spread like fire through the congregation. Light. The Shroud of Turin is packed with that symbol of light. And I'd just like to share some things with you about this shroud. The shroud is 2,000 years old. It was discovered that it was truly wrapped around a 30-year-old man that was tortured. In fact, when they did research on it, the linen fibers, the cloth in which it was made and how it was made is traced to the Mediterranean area. When they did further research on the shroud that had wrapped the body of Jesus, it's 9 feet wide, 14 feet long. They found dirt and pollen, which brought the shroud specifically to the place of Judea, that region. The shroud shows the helmet of thorns that Jesus wore, his pierced side, his bruised face. Nail marks in his hands and his feet can clearly be seen. In the 1970s, 80s, early 2000s, even up to 2019, scientists from all over the world have been studying the Shroud of Turin. And one of the most unique things they found was this. According to scientists, as they studied the shroud and its markings, what left these markings to them was this. They concluded that it had to have been an intense burst of vacuum ultraviolet radiation, a flash of light, a discoloration only on the uppermost surface of the shroud's fiber. Without scorching it, it didn't penetrate in and through the shroud, its material, which gave rise to a perfect three-dimensional negative image of the frontal and dorsal parts of the body wrapped in it. Scientists currently do not know of any natural cause for a human corpse producing ultraviolet radiation like this. If the image formation came about through chemicals, such as it was painted on by humans, then it would not explain how the image only appears on the uppermost surface of the fibers. By their makeup, chemicals penetrate beyond the surface of the fabric, penetrating it deeply, but this light that they discovered did not do that. Chemicals cannot explain how a perfect three-dimensional image became evenly distributed on the cloth, especially on parts that did not come in contact with the body, with the corpse. Thus, something other than chemicals must be the cause of the image on the shroud. Vapors from chemicals or from the corpse itself decomposing do not explain how the image is present on parts of the body where the cloth clearly did not touch the body, such as areas on either side of the Christ's projected nose. And we know that this was not a corpse and it was not decomposing. For they deduced that the vacuum, ultraviolet radiation, is the only possible explanation for the image's formation. First, in order to turn linen into a perfectly photographically sensitive material, you need light radiation. However, it must be without any accompanying heat radiation, otherwise it would destroy that which it touches. The formation of the shroud's image would take several billion watts of light radiation, which exceeds the maximum output of any source of UV radiation known today. If the accompanying heat energy had been present, the cloth would have vaporized in less than 1/40 billionth of a second. In particular, vacuum ultraviolet photons account for the very thin coloration depth, the hue of color, and the presence of the image in linen parts of the shroud not in contact with the body. The shroud collapsed onto itself as if the corpse in an instant, as if the body just simply vanished. We also see that as Jesus had risen from the dead and he was moving about this world with his apostles and his disciples, we see that he himself in his resurrected body defied the laws of physics, appearing to 500 at once, walking through walls. The resurrected Lord showing us that there is something after death. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this wonderful, beautiful day of the Lord's resurrection, let us let that dynamos, let us let that dynamite, let us let that power resonate just like the light of the resurrection from us, because we can do that with the power of Christ to those whom we meet in this world that is filled with so much darkness at times. Let us be Christians. We are Christians of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Manly Catholic. If you have not already done so, please hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss a single episode. It will also help grow the show and reach as many men as possible. We truly think this podcast can change families and help men to change the world. Thank you again so much for tuning in, and God bless you.